Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Fisher. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snider who is chasing the ball. Alou reaches third base with a triple. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive towards first. Harkness reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher bunts towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunt covering, for the out. Pagan moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pagan moves to third. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pagan tags and scores. Keene tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey is hit by the pitch. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Mays reaches second base with a double. Keene scores. McCovey moves to third. It's 2-1, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moran. The throw from Bailey and he is out, Pagan applying the tag. One out. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Fisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hook for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 1 in the game. Amalfitano hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 0 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keen hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keen. Moran moves to third. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0 for 1 in the game. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCovey strikes out. Coleman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McCovey out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive towards short. Moran reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Hunt goes all the way around to score. It's Giants 2, Mets 2. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive towards short. Pagan catches it and steps on second to double up Snyder. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 2 in the game. Amalfitano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Amalfitano reaches second base with a double. Bailey moves to third. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Fisher reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. Amalfitano scores. It's 4-2, Giants. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with hook covering, for the out. Fisher moves to third. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alou strikes out. Coleman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alou out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ernie Bowman now playing second base. Joey Amalfitano now playing third base. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 2 in the game. Harkness hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to third. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 5-2, Giants. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Tracy Stallard. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry strikes out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 3 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Rowe now pitching. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman bunts towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunt covering, for the out. Fisher moves to second. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Snider hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Giants. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 3 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harkness for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Amalfi Tano fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.